2026 ASA March Madness Alaska 1A Basketball State Championship right here at the Alaska Airlines Center in the Auxiliary Gym located off the main concourse. This is Brian Elliott bringing you all the action. King Cove T-Jacks are squaring off against the Cook Inlet Academy Eagles. This is the 4-6 consolation bracket game. Both teams looking to finish their season with a victory. And this should be a really good matchup between two very capable teams. I should mention that this broadcast is the exclusive property of the NFHS Network. Any rebroadcast, retransmission, or reproduction of this broadcast in whole or in part without the express written consent of the NFHS Network is strictly prohibited. This includes any and all forms of media, including but not limited to television, radio, online streaming, and social media platforms. Unauthorized use may result in legal action. We have the King Cove T-Jacks being introduced. Riley Wilson was on the floor. Michael Gould, number 12, was announced. Brennan Larson, number 15. Robert Thompson, number 34, and if I am not mistaken, Liam Brandel led the way. And now we're meeting the Cook Inlet Eagles, starting with number 1, Alec McGarry. Another senior captain is Jonas Oyumik, number 2. He is followed by Matthew Phillips, number 4. He was the player of the game yesterday when Cook Inlet got the victory to reach this game. He is followed by number 23, Owen Braband. And senior captain is number 33, Brent Rollman. The Eagles are coached by Ben McGarry, among others, and the King Cove T-Jacks are coached by Ricky De La Cruz. The officials are in place, and this should be a good one, folks. Both teams can really fill up the basket quickly. Alec McGarry is usually the leading scorer for the Eagles, and yesterday Riley Wilson had a second half to remember. He went off for the T-Jacks as they won a hard-fought battle over, let's check who they played, over the Selawik Wolves, of course. So Wilson had 31 yesterday, and 25 of those were in the second half. So this is going to be an exciting one as we get rolling through the Saturday here in ASA March Madness Alaska at the Alaska Airlines Center. This is game number 2 of many. And this is for the 4th place finish in the 1A boys bracket. It was tipped by Rollman right to Michael Gould, and he can't get it. So that was a weird sequence. Usually the opening tip goes to whoever wins the tip. That did not happen there. But Gould cannot get the bucket. So the Eagles operate in the half court. Fans already loud in the gym. There's McGarry, goes up and scores. McGarry got in all sorts of foul trouble last game, so his minutes were limited. He's looking to stay on the floor for the Eagles today. There's a long three. Wilson does not find the mark. Eagles quickly into the front court. McGarry has Gould on him. Spin move down to Rollman. Can't get it. Nice look for him off the back iron. Gould over to Larson. Tried to find Thompson in the high post. Picked out of there by Phillips. Fumbled his dribble. Tried to shovel it over to McGarry. Nothing doing. Wilson, three ball doesn't go. Phillips is kind of Mr. Do Everything for the Cook Inlet Eagles. He's got the ball on the right side, can't get it. Thompson cleans the glass. Eagles in man. Wilson looking for a screen. There's Brandel right side. Kick out three ball. Got it. Brennan Larson kicks off the scoring in this one. for the T-Jacks. Early lead. Oyumik finds a wide open Braban. It's short and off the hands of Michael Gould. So the Eagles get another chance. McGarry trying to find Rollman and threw it right to Brandel, who's down the right side, shot over the backboard. Not sure what happened there. He was contested in transition. So the steal results in nothing. And here come the Eagles. Rollman spins up, no good. Nice defensive position by Brennan Larson. There's a 15-foot floater. Michael Gould is on the board. And the T-Jacks have an early 5-2 lead. Phillips is going to take a three ball. Weak side rebound. Comes to Larson. Gould picked up his dribble. Over to Wilson. Back to Gould. Almost lost it. Randall finds Thompson. Three ball left side. Rattles around and out for Gould. And it's Rollman coming away with it. McGarry driving in the lane. Kick out to Oyumik. Now back to Gary. Can't get a good defense by Thompson in the high post. He got a hand on that entry pass, knocked it away. So good defense early by the T-Jacks. Three ball left side, Larson. Rattled around and out. McGarry quickly up to Rollman in the front court. Kick out McGarry. He launches a long ball and gets it. Alec McGarry. He has all five for the Eagles, and we're tied at five. Fast-paced action in the first quarter. We are at 3:45 left to go. There is a cutting Larson blocked away by McGarry. It's Phillips now looking for flankers. Rollman in the lane, kick out McGarry, three ball on top, triple. Alec McGarry starting out this one hot. He's got all eight for the Eagles. And the T-Jacks need to figure out how to guard number one. Left side, Wilson. Randall fumbled it, dribbles across. Three players going to check in for the Eagles at the first whistle, and that will also be a media timeout coming up. So far, no fouls, not a lot of whistles at all. Phillips loses it, and there's the whistle. So Phillips is going to shoot a couple free throws when we come back out of the timeout. Foul's going to be on Wilson, it looks like. So we have a timeout. I'm going to do a few sponsorship thank yous while we have this moment. Like I say, I think that was one of the first whistles of the entire quarter. So starting off, we'd like to thank First National Bank Alaska. They have proudly sponsored high school events for over 35 years. Thank you to First National Bank Alaska. GCI proudly supports Alaska's high school athletes through its partnership with the Alaska School Activities Association. And a nice feature of the tournament all week is free senior and elder admission, and that is provided by the Arctic Slope Regional Corporation. Thank you to ASRC. Donlin Gold is a proud academic award sponsor of ASAA. When we support Alaska's student athletes and scholars, the future of our state becomes brighter. Congratulations to all competing athletes. ConocoPhillips Alaska is responsible resource development for Alaska and a proud sponsor of ASAA. Hilcorp is proud to partner with ASAA to help strengthen student wellness and foster the development of positive life skills throughout Alaska. Nana Corporation is celebrating over 50 years of Alaska Native strength and unity. You can find them online at nana.com. The sponsorship list is long, and this is just a great tournament to sponsor and be recognized for contributions from all these different sources. It certainly helps out ASA and this tournament. And we have two free throws out of the timeout. That is Matthew Phillips. And the first one is good. Benches rattling to my right, trying to disrupt the free throws, but that did not bother Phillips on the first one. 9-5, Eagles with an early lead. And the T-Jack fans will take credit for the second missed free throw. 1 out of 2 for Phillips, 9-5, Cook Inlet in front early. There's Phillips harassing Gould, who pulls up for a 15-footer, can't get it. It's tracked down by John Guerra into the game, as well as Lucas Oyumik. And let's see if anybody else checked in. There's one more player waiting to check in. That's Silas Barnes, most likely, in front of the scorer's table. He was coming in for the shooter, but on the miss, did not have the opportunity. Phillips drives in, shot up, no good. It's Gould on the rebound, and he's going to take it himself. Dead ball from Brennan Larson. Gets it right back. Drives baseline, ran out of real estate, but he got rid of the basketball just in time. T-Jacks turn it over. Rollman had it. Thompson grabs it. Wilson looking for his first points of the game, but that is Gould with a three ball. Can't get it. McGarry rips it out of there, and he's on the run quickly into the front court. Lucas Oyumik, triple. He was left alone on the right wing, and he was able to square up, get his feet set, and the scoreboard is out. And you know what? This actually happened in a previous game in the Ox Gym. The whole show is run out of one outlet, and it's right behind the King Cove T-Jacks bench. So in a previous game, somebody knocked it, and it unplugged everything. Scores table, scoreboards. It's kind of eggs in one basket here in the Ox Gym. So we're powered back up, and so the teams get a little free timeout as somebody goes and plugs it back in. It's kind of like that scene from Christmas Vacation when they're trying to get the lights to work. And lo and behold, power is restored. So, after the momentary pause, players are back on the floor, and it's going to be T-Jacks basketball. Wilson, Gould, Thompson, Gould, Larson, and Brandell. Starting five on the floor for the T-Jacks. Stolen away. There is Silas Barnes leaking out. Shot up, no, but he's fouled. So Barnes gets into the game and gets a transition foul. He will be shooting a couple free throws. And that foul was on Brandell. No fouls for the Eagles. Two for the T-Jacks. Barnes can't get the front end. ...12-5 Eagles with the lead in the first quarter. 1:12 left. Barnes' second one finds the mark. He's on the board. Pressure at the timeline. Gould gets through it. lost it. Lucas Oyumik was in the area, but he did not touch it. So another turnover for the T-Jacks. They're looking to get going here and find a gear. That will happen at some point. It just has not yet. Graband walks it in. Eagles with 50 seconds left. McGarry out of the game. Over to Rollman on the baseline. Drives in. Scoop shot up short. Rebound Lucas Oyumik. And that was blocked out of bounds. So Cook Inlet retains possession underneath their own basket. And checking back in is Jonas Oyumik. He will give John Guerra a break. Rollman in the post, fouled and one. Thompson picks up his first. Real simple inbounds play. Throw it to the big fella underneath. Somehow it worked. And he gets the and one. So one free throw coming for Rollman. His first points of the morning. Three-point play the hard way. 16-5 now, Eagles. Wilson into the front court. Brandel. Skip pass over to Gould. He drives in. Brandel goes up. Blocked by Rollman. That is some tall timber in the lane to try to shoot over. And here come the Eagles. Almost stolen away. But Barnes has it. Skip pass over to Braband. Three, two, one. Eagles need to get a shot off. Rollman does. It's good. Right at the buzzer. Brent Rollman. His fifth point, and the Eagles are pumped as they head to the bench for the first quarter. Your score, Cook Inlet Eagles 18, King Cove T-Jacks 5. We're going to take a quarter break. Be back for the second.
KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians Eastboro and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Gary, who went off at the start of the game, he scored the first 8 points for the Eagles, and he took a break towards the end of that quarter. And the T-Jacks are looking to throw it into gear. 5 points for a quarter is definitely below what they're used to doing, and it will be the Eagles starting with the possession in the second quarter. Oyumik swings it over to Barnes. There's Lucas Oyumik in the high post. Little three-man basketball is interrupted by Brandel. Got his hand on that pass. 18-5. Eagles with a strong first quarter. T-Jacks looking to climb back in. Skip pass is broken up. Gould got a hand on it, and Brandel gathered it. Right side, Larson driving in to Thompson. Can't get it. Good look for the T-Jacks. Cannot find the net. A lot of open Eagles on the perimeter. They're going to jack a three. No good. McGarry underneath. Tough shot. Can't get it. Lucas Oyumik gathers a rebound. Another look for McGarry. Three ball baseline. If you give him multiple opportunities, he will find a way. And he's got 11, his third triple of the game. Wilson looking to get into the scoring column. He's going to let it fly. Lucas Oyumik on the board. McGarry not in a hurry. He will walk it across. And there's going to be a timeout. That's a 30 for the Eagles. So we're going to take this moment to thank a few more sponsors. Starting with the Alaska Commercial Company. My broadcasting partner yesterday, Carl Pullian, was telling me that used to be the Hudson Bay Trading Company way back when they were trading furs and stuff like that. But Alaska Commercial Company has been serving rural Alaska since 1867. AC extends their commitment to the youth of all our villages to help them reach their own personal goals and that of their teams. Salt Chuck, empowering Alaska's youth. Salt Chuck is proud to support Alaska high school activities and those students showing determination and commitment to their team. ASAA would like to thank today's medical crew from Orthopedic Physicians Alaska. OPA's presence at these championships ensures that all the athletes who need medical attention will receive prompt and professional care. And they have been busy in the main gym. They have a table up to today right in between the two courts. And you look over there and you see players there often. So good job, Orthopedic Physicians Alaska. Okay, we've worked out some sort of kinks between the official and the scorers table, and play resumes out of the 30-second timeout. John Guerra back into the game for the Eagles. There's Phillips on the baseline, had a path, can't get it, and that is Larson with the rebound. T-Jack's on the move. There's Wilson all alone. He's going to let it fly. Triple, Riley Wilson. Like I say, 25 in the second half yesterday, and that's his first bucket of this morning. McGarry lets it fly, no good. Thompson, easy rebound for him. And the T-Jacks are on the move, trying to climb back in this one. There's a long three. Gould can't get it, but it is tracked down by Brandel. Over to Larson, fumbled away. Guerra had it. McGarry temporarily, and it's Gould who came up with it. Kick out to Wilson. Can't get his shot off. He's spotted up on the right side. Wild pass goes out of bounds. So Gould had him. Kind of a push pass. Sailed away from him. Turnover, T-Jacks. McGarry trots it in. Looking down low, he has Lucas Oyumik all alone. 2 points, nice look from McGarry. Gets the assist on that one. 23-8 Eagles. Wilson is hounded. Finds Thompson in the post. Two. For Robert Thompson, he gets on the board. Nice little elbow jumper for him. 23-10 now, 4:30 mark of the second. Fans are coming to life. Lucas Oyumik. That ball was available. McGarry cleans it out of Thompson's hands. And gets an easy putback, 13 now for Alec McGarry. That ball was bouncing around. At least four players had a hand on it. And that pass sails away as Larson was looking for Thompson in the high post. Jonas Oyumik back in for Guerra. ...25-10, under four in the second. Ray-Ban McGarry. There's Lucas in the high post. Kick out. Ray-Ban doesn't want the shot. Try to get it to McGarry, and it's picked off and stolen. Here is Larson all alone. Can't get it. missed opportunity for the T-Jacks. McGarry into Rollman, high post. Tried a spin move, but Thompson was waiting for him, and there's McGarry. He gets clobbered on his way up. That should be on Thompson, his second. So T-Jack still trying to find that gear. 3:19 left in the second. McGarry can't get the front end. And he hits that one. 14 for McGarry. Leads all scorers. Larson over to Wilson. Thompson beyond the arc. Three ball is no good by Gould. 3 minute mark of the second. 26-10. Eagles in command. Oyumik lets it fly. Rollman is there. McGarry had all day to think about that one. Can't get it though. Lucas Oyumik saves it. Nice ball movement for the T-Zack. Shot up and no good. Brandel was right there at the hoop. Too hard. T-Jacks go to work under their own baseline, under their own hoop. Trying to find Brandel, stolen away. Owen Braband. Long skip pass. Lucas to Jonas, triple. So the Oyumiks team up on that one, 29-10. Larson over to Wilson, three ball left side, triple. Riley Wilson starting to heat up, and we're going to have a full timeout by the Eagles, I believe. And while that happens, we're going to take a quick break.
Data caps and low bandwidth are no problem with the Alaska Commercial Company shopping app. In low bandwidth mode, our online store loads in less time than other stores and saves you money on data. Here for you. Here for Alaska.
Eagles are cruising. They lead 29-13. Riley Wilson has hit a couple three balls recently for the T-Jacks as they're looking to get this to a manageable score before they head to halftime. McGarry over to Braband. Nice half-court passing. There's another three ball by Jonas. Same spot as the one he just hit. And there is McGarry just hanging around in the lane. And he cleans that up. He has eight in the first quarter, eight in the second quarter. Backcourt pressure now harasses Riley Wilson, and he traveled. So the Eagles pressed a lot yesterday versus the Selawik Wolves. That was the first time they've really put it on in this one. And it harassed Wilson enough to create the turnover. Kick out, three ball. Braband can't get it. And there was a foul on Rollman on that rebound. His first foul of the game for the Eagles. with 1:12 left in the second. Full court pressure is back. It's the diamond press trying to trap the first pass and prey on the second pass. They find Thompson. Three ball on top, short. Braban scoops it to McGarry, who packs it down. The runway was open, and he was all alone. 18 now for McGarry. 40 seconds. 20-point lead for the Eagles. Gould trying to just get it back to Larson. Sailed it. Turnover, T-Jax. So they will go into the locker room at halftime and hopefully reset and climb back into this game. Braban high post. Rollman threw it away. There's Braban. Sloppy pass. He gathers the dribble and goes up for two. Liam Brandel. His first bucket of the game. McGarry pulls a three on top. Rushed at 9-8-7. T-Jax with the ball. They have a chance to get a shot off. There's Brandel across. Bounce pass to Wilson. Baseline off the glass and down. Riley Wilson finishes off the scoring with a bucket of his own. He's got eight. And the Eagles head to the locker room at halftime up 33-17. We're going to take a halftime break. Stay tuned for second half action coming right up.
All right. Sorry, a little distracted there, but we will have a little bit of a break. Thanks for tuning in. This is Virgil at KSDP. 8:30 on your AM dial, streaming live around the world, apradio.org. Various FM repeaters across the borough. Tune in. It's either 91.9 or 88.1. Take your pick. How about a little bit of some more hype music? With blah.
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP. Everybody get up!
If we can't hear- Yeah.
Just Network, start of the second half between the Cook Inlet Eagles and King Cove T-Jacks. Let's run down some scoring real quick as play is about to resume. The Eagles are led by Alec McGarry with 18. Brent Rollman, Lucas Oyumik, 5 each. Jonas Oyumik, 3. 1 point each for Silas Barnes and Matthew Phillips. On the T-Jacks side, Riley Wilson got going in the second quarter. He has 8. He is followed by Brennan Larson, 2. Brandel, 2. Gould and Thompson, all 2 points each. And we are going in the second half. T-Jacks looking to climb back in. They trail by 16. McGarry finds Rollman. He's fouled on the floor. That's number 3 on Thompson. Tough assignment for Robert Thompson, trying to guard the post against Rollman. So he will have to watch things the rest of the way. Over the top, Braband. Oyumik didn't like the shot. Tipped out of bounds. Eagles basketball. Phillips back into the game. McGarry on top. Passed up the shot. Braband skipped past Phillips. It's Jonas Oyumik stolen away. Good half-court defense by the T-Jacks. Gould had no teammates to pass to in transition, so they will settle things down. Long three on top. Can't get it. Good look for Gould. He was all set up, and he let it fly from about 25, but can't find the mark. Jonas initiating the offense. Phillips harassed, turns it over. Larson to Gould. Once again, the Eagles beat the T-Jacks down the floor. Skip pass, Gould in the air, 2. Nice play, Larson to Gould. Caught the pass in midair and finishes. First bucket of the third. McGarry stepped through. Got that bucket. He's got 20. Gould's going to let it fly. Braband long rebound. Had a chance to push it down the floor, but the Eagles will settle things down. There's Oyumik in all sorts of traffic, gets rid of the basketball. McGarry is bumped down low. He's going to go after it again. Scores. Coach McGarry calling for a foul, but didn't see a lot of contact there, even though McGarry hit the deck. Stolen away, Braband. Brandel turned his head and lost the basketball. Phillips goes up. He's stripped. So it will be Eagles basketball. Lucas Oyumik checking in for Jonas. And it's Silas Barnes giving Phillips a break. 37-19. Eagles on top. Rollman had position down low. McGarry lets it fly. And this time he's fouled on a three ball, so he will go to the line for 3. And that's going to be on Riley Wilson. Good half-court ball movement once again by the Eagles. Very capable offensive team. Probably not where they want to be in the 4-6 game, but like I said earlier, they have a chance to finish with a victory, especially for the seniors, including Alec McGarry at the line. He's knocked down the first two. Can't get the second. third. Actually, Brandel pushed past two. Gould, who's going to drive baseline. Wilson, all alone. Got it. Riley Wilson is going to miss many of those when he is composed, feet set, letting it fly. There's a turnover for the T-Jacks. 39-22. T-Jacks looking to catch fire here as we go through the third quarter. There's Gould, long three. Rattled in and out. Lucas Oyumik clears it. Roman gets downhill, spins, fouled. And that'll be a two-shot foul. Roman turned the corner and charged hard. And that's going to be on Riley Wilson trying to make something happen. Almost popped the ball free. Cannot. Two coming for Roman. First one drops. Guerra checking in for Brabrand. Roman can't get the second one. Two out of three at the line for Brent Roman. He's got six. Wilson lets it fly. Can't get it. Front rim. Good looking shot. He needs to keep shooting to keep the T-Jacks in this one. Gould for two. Stolen away. Larson finds his teammate. Gould now with six. Stolen again. And there is a spark for the T-Jacks waking up in the third period. On top, Larson gets it to Wilson. Gould lets it fly. Long rebound comes to Barnes. Roman down low. He had position, and he gets the and one. And that's going to be four on Thompson. He's got a tough job trying to keep Roman from catching the ball. We're going to have a media timeout inside 4 minutes. I'm going to list some sponsors here. I'm going to do some business, and it will be one free throw for Roman when play resumes. We'd like to thank Alaska Air National Guard. They are proud to support youth around our state while safeguarding the homeland and serving your community here in Alaska. Visit our booth to find out more. Alaska Industrial Hardware is an Alaskan native-owned hardware store, and AIH believes in empowering and supporting Alaskan youth so that together we can build a better community. Alaska Airlines is proud to sponsor ASA. With us, traveling is encouraged, and Club 49 is the free benefits program that's only for you. Alaska, visit club49hub.com to join. And Santos is proud to unlock more oil and jobs on state lands for Alaskans, and equally proud to support ASA and student athletes throughout our state. So the T-Jacks found a little spark there as we're going through the third quarter, but they still trail by 18 as the offense continues to score for the Eagles. We'll see if the Eagles want to put on some pressure, try to get a few more turnovers as we go down the home stretch of the third quarter. It will be Rollman for one free throw at the line, and the big fella Robert Thompson is on the bench with those four fouls, so that's something they have to manage the rest of the way in this one. Rollman can't get it, and the T-Jacks are on the attack. Gould splits a trap. Gets it to Brandel. He's fouled on the gather. And that's going to be Guerra. That's only the second foul by the Eagles this entire game. So they have been very disciplined on defense. And the T-Jacks go to work. That was Larson trying to get a snap pass to the right side of the lane. Good idea by Larson, but the Eagles were waiting on it. T-Jacks get another chance. Long three again. Gould is not shy to fire away. He's still looking for his first three ball. He's had some good looks on top, just cannot find the net yet. McGarry tried to split defenders, loses it, and there's Guerra to keep the possession alive for the Eagles. Roman short, nice rebound, Brandel. He's going to push. Down Broadway, scoop shot, no. Rollman can't get it, gets his own rebound. He's fouled. No, it's a jump ball on the way up. So Rollman's had a couple point-blank looks. Just cannot put the ball in the hoop. Still playing a strong game. He's got 8 points on the day. And Phillips is going to give Guerra a break. Eagles basketball underneath their own hoop. Rollman kick out. Barnes can't find it. Brandel rebound. He's fouled. So a couple quick fouls by the Eagles. That's Barnes. Silas Barnes picking up his first personal. And now the Diamond Press is back for the Eagles. Gould gets it over to Brandel. He's across. He is trapped in the corner, however. Somehow got out of that. Loses it, and he's fouled. So the Eagles, I just said they were playing disciplined defense, and that's another announcer effect, apparently, because that's their third foul in the last minute or so. And that one is on Phillips. Gould down low, shot up. That was Desmond Yachmanev into the game for the T-Jacks. McGarry all alone, three ball, halfway down. Yachmanev grabs the rebound and lost it, but it will be T-Jacks ball. Phillips harassing King Cove on the other end of the court. Presses on. Wilson splits it. He's fouled. Fourth team foul of the quarter for the Eagles. Pretty significant shift in the fouls and aggressiveness by the Eagles defense. Wilson, Gould, Wilson looking for the three ball. Can't get it off. There's yet another foul. It's almost bizarre how they quickly went over the limit in about 2 minutes of action in the third quarter. So that will put Brandel on the line, his first free throw attempts of the game. And sometimes that happens with the full court pressure. Obviously, the coach is interested in traps and turnovers, and the players kind of get ratcheted up, and the contact can increase with the defensive pressure. That looks to be the case right now in the third quarter. First free throw no good for Brandel. One more coming. 42-24. Eagles on top. Offensive rebound. Wilson. Kick out Gould. Still looking for that first three ball. And it's McGarry. He's going to take his time. Bringing it across. 105 in the third. Rollman down low. Can't get to the rack, but he is fouled. So two more free throws coming for Brent Rollman. Rollman so far 2 out of 4 at the line. Gets that one. under a minute to go in the third quarter. Next game on this floor will be the seventh place game in the 1A boys bracket between the Kluwak Chieftains and Skagway Panthers. Brent Rollman gets both. He's got 10 for the game now. Second leading scorer for the Eagles. Randall hits the deck. Wilson, three ball. No good. Randall soars through, gets the rebound, can't get it. Phillips quickly into the front court. McGarry, two. He had 8 in the first quarter, 10 in the second quarter, and that's 8 in the third. So consistent scoring for the senior. And the Eagles open up their lead to 22 points. Wilson knocks down the triple. 14 for Riley Wilson. And we're at 10 seconds. McGarry with a head of steam over to Rollman. He's fouled again. That's going to be Brandel. So Rollman living at the free throw line in the third quarter. Jim is quiet. Rollman knocks down another free throw. This will be his 7th free throw attempt of the quarter and 8th for the game. Currently, he's 5 out of 7 at the line. Taking his time for the second free throw. 6.3 seconds left. Rollman hits 2 again. He has 7 for the quarter and 12 for the game. T-Jacks have a little time to get the ball up into the front court, try to get a shot off, down 20. Gould, long, three ball, front iron, can't get it. Third quarter score, Cook Inlet Eagles 47, and the King Cove T-Jacks 27. We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned for the fourth quarter.
KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians Eastboro and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
For the Eagles, and that's what I have in my scorebook. And so we have, the math checks out, and King Cove starts the fourth quarter with a bucket. Wild pass off the leg of Gould, and it stays in play. There's Rollman driving baseline. Shot no good. Thompson's back in the game defending that drive by Rollman. Good job by him. And Jordan Ciamani on the floor for the Eagles. And that was Matthew Phillips. His first bucket of the game. He's got three. 50-29 Eagles. Three ball, left side. Wilson can't get it. Gould trying to track it down. It's out of bounds, so it will be Eagles basketball. Point lead for Cook Inlet. McGarry leads the way with 26 points. And he brings it across, trying to find Phillips down low. Knocked out of there. Thompson. And now it's Larson over to Gould. Tried to find Wilson, but Phillips was right in the way of that. Right back to Gould. Awkward sequence off Brandle. McGarry tried to save it, but it was off Brandle anyway. So the Eagles will be on the attack. McGarry casually brings it across in no particular hurry. Lucas Oyumik into the game for the Eagles. McGarry down low. Shot up, no good. Blocked out of bounds. Collapsing defense by Brandel helping out Thompson on that one. And we have a foul by the trail official. So that took a little while, but it will be McGarry going to the line. Brandel helping out Thompson picks up his fourth. Gary rattles around and out. He is 3 out of 6 at the line so far. Empty trip to the line for McGarry, and the T-Jacks throw it away, trying to push the pace a little bit. It was Brandle off the hands of Gould. 50-29, Eagles cruising. McGarry give and go in the lane, spin move. No space to operate, and they stepped out of bounds. Twin Arbor Eagles. And the pace of this game has slowed down to a crawl. We have a bucket by each team at the 5:35 mark of the fourth. Randall back iron. Gould on the rebound putback. Tough hit for him. He's got 8 now for the T-Jacks. And there's Gould again getting a steal. The fans come to life. Gould 3-ball baseline. Can't get it. That would have sent the T-Jack fans into celebration, but can't get the shot to go. Rollman falls to the deck after that shot. Can't get that one to go. Skip pass over to Wilson. Quickly closed up by Jonas Oyumik. Gould jacks one right side. Rollman clears it. Three defenders around him. And now McGarry's going to push tempo. He's in the lane. Scoop shot good. His first points of the quarter. And we're going to have a full timeout by the Eagles, I believe. We're going to take a quick break. 60-second timeout.
As the state has grown, we've been right there.
All right. We've got the last part of your King Cove T-Jacks fifth place game. Doesn't look like they're going to get that banner, but you never know. Got a little bit left in the game. Thank you for tuning in. I'm pleased to bring you coverage. Sorry, missed a game or two, I think. Sorry about that. But APradio.org, your community radio station, almost exclusively supported by you, the listener. You can become a member at APradio.org. www.alaskacommercial.org. Who do we got? How about... Thank you, Jim Brown.
This program was brought to you by Jim and Shirley Brown's Apartments, located in Sandpoint above Trident Seafoods and the Boat Harbor. Featuring two-bedroom apartments on a month-to-month basis. For more information, call Jim Brown at 386-6050.
All right, we'll be coming back to the game here in just a second.
We're back. T-Jax basketball, 52-31, 4:35 left in this one. And it's going to be Gould bringing it across. Had a little spark there as Gould scored on the last possession. There's a three ball on top, still looking for his first triple. Ayumik clears it. Gets it over to Rollman. Silas Barnes into the game for the Eagles. Lucas finds Rollman. Tried to find Phillips down low. Can't connect. And so it will be T-Jax basketball, 4:04 in the fourth. Starters still on the floor for the T-Jax. Both of these teams have had a pretty good tournament. Obviously, the losses hurt, but here they are playing in a meaningful game on Saturday. And it looks like Jonas Oyumik got popped in the mouth. He's fine. And the T-Jacks go to work. Gould. Three ball. Finally got it. Michael Gould. He's got 11 now. Second leading scorer for the T-Jax. Phillips tried to find Rollman, picked off by Larson. And he gets down the floor. Weak side pass, two for Brennan Larson. He has five now. And the Eagles threw it away. So a little spark, and you can hear the fans. They've been waiting to cheer all game, and they have something to cheer about now. Nice couple of possessions for the T-Jax. 52-36. If everything breaks right for King Cove, they can climb back in plenty of time if they can get some turnovers and some made baskets. Wilson, three ball left side, can't get it. That was one of those that could have turned the momentum at the 3 minute mark of the fourth. Rollman over to, that was John Guerra back on the floor for the Eagles. And that's going to be number five on Liam Brandle. He is going to finish with 2 points. Gets a nice applause from the fans. Stepping onto the floor is number 10. And that is Desmond Yashmanev. Guerra thought about a shot, drives baseline, gets it over to Jonas Oyumik. Rollman in the lane, kick out, shot short. That was Braban, couldn't get it. Wilson was down on the floor, trying to save it for the T-Jax. He cannot, out of bounds. Eagles basketball. Rollman, catch, shoot, score. Brent Rollman, he's got 14 now, his first points of the quarter. 54-36. 2:23, long three. Gould can't get it. Rollman leaked out. He's underneath and packs it home. Brent Rollman with the dunk. 16 now for the big fella. And the Eagles back up 20. So a little surge by the T-Jax. They were close to getting within single digits. They could not, but there is Larson with a triple. He has 8 points now. Oyumik, Rollman. 1:45 left. McGarry stolen away. Nice play by Larson. He's all alone, and he will lay it in. 10 now for Brennan Larson. Shot up and good. Owen Brabrand decided to finish in the lane with a nice floater. And we're going to have a 30-second timeout. Both teams talking things over. 1:19 left in the fourth. And it looks like the Eagles are going to capture the fourth place in the 1A boys bracket at ASA March Madness, Alaska. And the King Cove T-Jacks played a very strong tournament. Looks like they are going to come away with a sixth place finish to show for their efforts. Two solid basketball teams right here in the 1A bracket. And it will be the T-Jacks coming out of the timeout. Play resumes, 1:19 left in this one. Larson passes to the left side. Thompson can't find the mark. There's Gould tracking down the rebound. Over to Larson, he's fouled. That was looked like an intentional foul almost by Silas Barnes. That's his fourth personal, first one of the quarter for the Cook Inlet Academy Eagles. There's Thompson taking a three ball. Can't find the mark, but it is off of Ciamani. So the T-Jacks have another chance at the 1 minute mark of the fourth. Ball is tipped, chased down by Barnes. Nice hustle by him. And it was off the hands of Thompson. So the Eagles will have the ball under a minute in the fourth. Players in for them, Daniel Harkelrode. And let's see who else is on the floor. Lucas Oyumik. We have number 10, Silas McKnight. And he travels. So the bench players get a little time here down the stretch. And for the T-Jacks, entering the game, well, Desmond Yachmanef was already on the floor, so most of their starters remain. There's Gould now, three ball right side. Long rebound comes to McKnight. He picks up his dribble and throws it right to Wilson. Into the front court, Larson, floater is good. Brennan Larson, he's got 12 now. Shot up and good, Silas Barnes. His first bucket of the game. Backflow defense steals it. There's McKnight trying to find Ciamani. He scores. So the bench players getting into the scoring column. And that's the game. The Cook Inlet Eagles capture fourth place in the 1A boys bracket with a 63-43 victory over the King Cove T-Jacks. We're going to have players of the game coming right up. We're going to get some scoring totals for you also. Good seasons by each of these teams. It was fun to call their games. Really capable scoring on each side. And some good defensive play as well. For the King Cove T-Jacks, they were led by 14 apiece. Riley Wilson and Brennan Larson. Michael Gould with 11, two each for Liam Brandle and Robert Thompson. Excuse me, four for Robert Thompson. And for the Eagles, they were led by Alec McGarry, 28. Brent Rollman, 16. Lucas Oyumik, 5. Silas Barnes, 4. 3 for Jonas Oyumik. 2 for Owen Brabrand, Matthew Phillips, and Jordan Ciamani. The seniors being honored on the floor for each team. And the seniors kind of walked out there, said thank you very much, and left. However, they want them in the center court to do some pictures and really recognize the seniors. It's always kind of a tough thing when seniors play their final basketball game in their high school career. So they're out there now. It is Brennan Larson and Michael Gould for the T-Jacks, among others. And there is Siler Gould out on the floor. And Robert Thompson joins them at center court. For the Eagles, Alec McGarry walks out. Number two is Jonas Oyumik.